almost 2 years ago, I made a New Year's resolution. So perhaps this is top of mind for you right now. Perhaps in the downtime between Christmas and New Year's, perhaps you yourself step back to ponder on the previous year and look forward to all you hoped for in 2019. Regardless, perhaps you can relate to the fact that 2 years ago, thinking ahead to 2017, I made a New Year's resolution. My resolution was this. I wanted this to be the year that I found a church community. Now, for a bit of context, this New Year's resolution, like so many, wasn't out of the blue. It wasn't like I woke up on the 31st and said to myself, gee, church sounds cool, let's go. Rather, I've been in many ways searching and searching searching for years. In the words of our readings, I was weary. Now don't get me wrong, growing up I loved church. It was like my place. My dad worked there, my mom practically worked there, I was involved in everything under the sun, sat in the front row, it was basically the closest thing you could get to being a preacher's kid while being Catholic. Church was my second family, it was my second home. And then, because of a series of circumstances back when I was in high school, my church community just totally shattered. It was such a loss. It was a loss of community, a loss of routine, and for me, it was a little bit of a loss of faith. And these losses took me to the tune of 10 years as I searched and searched, not just for a church, but for a community, a sense of renewal, for God again. Like I said, I was weary. So, this led me to set a New Year's resolution. I wanted this to be the year I found a faith community. Being a fairly unpracticed, or rather unsuccessful, church shopper, I did what any millennial might do. I Googled it. Best progressive Christian churches near me. That search took me to Yelp, which led me to the top 10 best progressive Christian churches in Boston. It exists. I'm totally serious. I double-checked my search terms and still up there. Perhaps you always thought of Yelp as the go-to for restaurants and coffee shops. Turns out, it isn't half bad for churches either. Anyways, Old South had an 11 o'clock service, and I thought, sweet, that way I can sleep in. And a couple weeks later, on January 29th, there I was, walking through the front doors of this very church. I was nervous, my knees were a little shaky, kind of like right now. And I found a seat, stuck to the side, close to the back, and the service started. And what's interesting about that Sunday, January 29th, is that it wasn't your typical service. Nancy didn't preach, neither did John. Rather, someone got up who wasn't a member. Once wasn't a minister, he was a member. And he started talking about why he came to Old South. And while at first it was unexpected, the more he spoke, the more his words rang true, they resonated deep in my soul. They articulated all the very things I wanted in a church community. It was as though I was meant to walk in on that Sunday and hear that very message. Wow, I thought, I want that. And 2 weeks later, on February 12th, 2017, I joined Old South as a member. Now here I am, 2 years in, and I've been asked to do the same, to share with all of you why I come to Old South. And not just why I show up in this building, but why I claim this community as my own, why I invest in it, participate in it, contribute to it, delight in it. And when I started to think about that, so many reasons started just rolling in. It's because of the people, my friends, my small groups, the ministers, the staff, the musicians, it's because of folks like David Story, who just epitomizes love and grace. He's not here, but shout out. It's because these people show up for one another, not just inside the walls of this building, but outside of it, to support one another, to spend time with one another, to cheer each other on, in some cases in the rain on Marathon Monday. Old South shows up, we just do. These people, you are special and loving and kind and committed to justice and to this community and to one another. You're this living church. It's because of the words, the sermons, the prayers, not just the official prayers either, but the welcoming, the status update. The reminder that no matter how cold and cruel the world is out there, there is food and fellowship in here. Words like these articulate truths that weave themselves into my life the minute I walk out these doors. It's because of the music, the Willie Sardillo band, Zoe's out of this world of voice. It's because of the gospel choir, the other choir. It's because at 9 o'clock when we sing amen over and over and over again, all those key changes in, all the children come in. I've heard it said that singing is praying twice, and wow, with the music here, we pray many, many times over. It's because this place is now linked to my life inextricably. Where I go to find comfort, to learn, to just be. It's where I met my boyfriend Bill and grow alongside him. It's where I meet my small group every single Thursday, a group of people, most of whom I didn't know in October, but now holds a special place in my heart. It's where we are vulnerable about the roses, buds, and thorns in our lives. Old South has become the space in my life where I am vulnerable, where I'm always growing, where I find a moment to pause and reflect and find gratitude. In Elizabeth Barrett Browning's famous poem, she begins, "Oh, how I love thee, let me count the ways." And this came to mind when I was thinking about Old South, not just counting all the ways I love this place and this community, but in all the ways love is here. Let me count the ways. And I could go on, but when Nancy asked me to speak today, she didn't just ask me to talk about all the ways Old South is wonderful, although that would be nice. Rather, she asked me to speak about what I give. Like why I give money. All the things I just mentioned bring me so much joy, but hypothetically, I can enjoy all of them without giving. So why do I give? Both my time and my money. So it's out. Now let me preface this by saying, talking about money is really uncomfy, like viscerally uncomfy for me. In life in general, but especially at church, Catholics, we don't talk about money. I don't know if you knew that, it's kind of a thing. And combine that with puritanical Massachusetts, it just wasn't done, this money talk. So needless to say, if you're squirming in your seat, I get it. I do. It's a challenging question to ask, but an important one nonetheless. It might even be the challenge that makes it important. Why give to Old South Church? First, there's the obvious answer. Because you ask me to. Or rather, Old South asks me to every single week. And I have to say, money isn't really the comfiest topic. That was a little wild for me coming here. It's really, really amazing the way we kind of pull it off. Here at Old South, we ruminate on giving. We pray on it. Somehow, this community, or probably more accurately, our ministers, have made the discussion of money quite beautiful, quite poignant, quite personal. They've made space for real and genuine reflection. And I hope that in this season of stewardship, you experience that space for yourself. Second, another obvious answer, because I know it's the right thing to do. The Bible says it. My parents did it. I feel really blessed to have grown up with this notion of a default give. When asked, my parents gave. Whether it was a fundraiser, an organization, our church, a person asking on the street. They gave without caveat, they gave without condition. And that's what I strive to do as well, because I technically know it's right. Third, I give because I know the money is going to a good place. Old South itself does so many good things in the world, in Boston. I think you all know a lot about it. If you don't, it's everywhere. They're amazing. What you might not know is about some of the organizations that Old South also gives to. Old South gives it practice what it preaches. A quick anecdote. For the past 4 years, I've been involved with a nonprofit in Boston called Bridge Over Troubled Waters. It's an organization that provides support and housing for homeless teens, does incredible work in the city. I know there are tons of nonprofits out there, but I swear Bridge is really, really, really one of the good ones. And I just learned that it just so happens Old South also supports this organization. And during a conversation with the director of development, she was like overcome with emotion and excitement when she told me about the impact of Old South's gift on their programming. Because of Old South, they're able to keep their warming center open year-round, expanding their overnight capacity by a massive margin. And during the conversation, it occurred to me just how far-reaching Old South's impact is, much more than you realize. And all of this is so powerful, but when it comes down to it, I also know that giving is just hard. It is. I think of that part of the Bible where the man asks Jesus what he should do to have eternal life.
And Jesus responds, be a good person. And the man's like, yep, got that covered, thank you. And he goes, what else? And then Jesus responds, okay, go, give away everything you own, and then follow me. And then, and this is the most human thing, the man walks away sorrowful. And from my vantage point, I'm like, yeah, I get that. I like my stuff. So even when we know that giving is right, even when we know that giving goes to a good cause, it still feels hard. So why do we do it? So there's a fourth reason, a more profound reason. I dare say, a Christian reason. Because giving isn't just about doing what's right. It isn't because we know exactly where the money is going. And also, I think for me, it's not just about giving because Old South gives me so much in return. Although Old South does indeed give me so much. The point of the giving isn't in the getting. The point of the giving is simply in the act of the giving. It's an act of faith that by giving and giving, you will grow and the church will grow and the world will be better for it. It's a breakaway from a toxic cycle where so often the more you spend, the more you crave, and the more you crave, the more you spend. Giving for me, it's a transformational, heart-driven, radical act of Christian love. It's one that I'm working on. It's one that I am far from perfect at. Too often, I find myself a whole lot like a sorrowful guy who's too attached to the stuff to truly follow Jesus. But I think I get a little closer each time I come to Old South. For here is a place where we find the community and the faith to renew our strength, mount up with wings like eagles, run and not be weary, walk and not faint. This is the community I was looking for when I walked in 2 years ago, prompted by a New Year's resolution. And I'd like to close by sharing another resolution, one I committed to 2 weeks ago. In 2019, I'd like to love a little more boldly, live a little more bravely, give a little more generously, and go write a Yelp review so that another lucky human might stumble upon it and log in here and be with us this time next year.